didn't do that at the same time. All right, we will go ahead and call this meeting to order. Nathan, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Here.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is the consent agenda. We do have a request to move item C2 to be item 7A under business.
I move we move item 3C to business item 7A.
Be C2.
C2,
yeah.
To business item 7A.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. That leaves the rest of the consent agenda.
Good. I move we approve the consent agenda as published.
With the exception?
With the amendments?
Yes. I'll second that.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion? Nathan, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That takes us to public comment. We have Gail Czar signed up to testify or to speak.
Good evening. My name is Gail Czar. I live at 412 East Boise Street. And forgive me, I am not comfortable with being on stage. That's my husband's job. So I have notes to read. my public comment is in regard to the April 1st meeting, which addressed the rezone request. Both the sitting area here in the chambers and in the foyer was filled. There were over 60 testimonials, with 30% being in favor, or should I say, not in strong opposition. Of that 33%, I would say a third had very close ties to the family and or did not live in CUNA. So that left 67% that were in opposition. They cited concerns related to the demand on power, negative impact of the traffic, loss of ag, potential health risks, potential for too much residential development, bait and switch, benefits to the organizations being greater to the city would realize. And I just wanted to remind you guys that you were elected to represent those citizens. They came out and did what they were supposed to do. And I'd like to thank Councilmember Bruce and Biggs for listening to the people that came out and for their no votes. And for the council members McPherson, Laraway, and Mayor Steer, I would just plead with you and ask for you to reflect on your decision. I know it's too late to change it. It simply did not go against the wishes of the people that you are to serve, but it also showed a lack of respect. A lack of respect for the time and effort that went into what I'm going to say is a master plan. There was one gentleman who was here who testified in opposition, mentioning the hours that he and other community members invested for planning in the future. And it seems like in the meetings that I attend or I watch, it seems like rezoning is more common when it should be an exception. And that's all I have for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did anybody else wish to speak to the council? All right, very good, thank you. Next, we have the mental health proclamation. This is the proclamation of the Mental Health Month. Whereas there is a proven connection between good mental health and overall personal health, and whereas mental health issues affect almost every family in America, and whereas people with mental health issues recover if given the necessary services and supports in their communities, and whereas people with mental illness make important contributions to our families and our communities, And whereas millions of adults and children are disabled by mental illness every year, and only one out of two people with a serious form of mental health illness seeks treatment. And whereas stigma and fear of discrimination keep many who would benefit from mental health services from seeking help. And whereas good mental health is critical to the well-being of our families, communities, schools, and businesses, and greater public awareness about mental health illness can change negative attitudes and behaviors towards people with mental illness. Now, therefore, I, Joe Steer, Mayor of the City of Cuna, Idaho, do hereby proclaim May 2025 as Mental Health Month and call upon all Cuna citizens, public and private institutions, businesses, and schools to recommit our community to increasing awareness and understanding of mental illness, reducing the stigma and discrimination, and promoting appropriate and accessible services for all people with mental illness. And we have Nancy Stauffer is our city representative for this proclamation.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
That takes us to item 7A, which was on the consent agenda as C2. Mark Bybee.
Thank you, Mark Bybee, City Attorney. So I requested this be pulled from the consent agenda for two reasons. The first is just in regards to the decision's obviously a long decision. I worked with your planning and zoning director, Doug Hansen, to develop the language in here that we believe is consistent with what the council's decision was and its reasoning was. That said, I believe Section 3 of this decision, well, Roman numeral 3, and you guys got a big packet, so it's a lot to review. I want to make sure that a lot of attention and focus of the council is put on that section and that it is consistent with your determination. And I know we had a split vote, so it obviously I'd expect some council members might not agree with it and some might. And just that it's be consistent with what you believed you were approving and the reasoning you made. And so that was one reason I wanted to draw this your attention to this. The other one and is brought to my attention, and honestly by the applicant and then the Cuna Fire Chief, that the MOUs that are referenced in this rationale in this Section 3 are not yet signed by the applicant. It's my understanding that they will be signed likely this Friday. I know it's the applicant's desire that this still move forward with the decision today. I'm not telling you as a council have to, you know, approve this decision today or not. I just want you to make you aware of this, that it's this circumstance, and if you're not ready to move forward on this decision today, that it be continued to the next meeting in order for there to be time for the applicant to obtain signatures, get the signed MOUs back to the district and city. And I'll apologize to the applicant because I saw the email from the applicant just before coming here, so I didn't have time to advise their representative that I was going to be making this request.
Okay. What's the wishes of the council?
I mean, if it hasn't been executed, how can we approve it if it hasn't been executed?
And that's why I'm drawing it to your attention. I felt that from what I heard from the council, those MOUs were part of the rationale and approval of those and satisfying the DA. So if they're not yet signed, I felt that would impact, you know, whether this should be the final decision should be executed or not. And that's why I brought it to your attention.
Okay.
We can just move it to next week, 2 weeks.
Until they do their part.
Because that's the fire district. What'd you say to?
The fire district and city MOUs.
To a date certain of 2 weeks? Yeah.
Okay.
Will you have it done by then?
It's not me to get it signed, it's the applicant too, but what I was told, it's on, they said their board, I'm assuming that's Diode's board's agenda this Friday for approval and signature.
So May 20th?
Is that election? So I move that we move case number 24-01-ZC to a date certain of May 20th, 2025.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and discussion. Any further discussion on that item? A motion and a second, I mean. All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Thank you, Mark.
Ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance 2025-14. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and amending Chapter 8, Part 12 of Title 5, CUNA City Code, Certificates of Occupancy, and providing a severability clause and directing the city clerk and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of 2025-14.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings. Any discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2025-14.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded for approval. Any further discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. We have no executive session. Is there anything anyone wishes for announcements?
The fair was great.
The hometown fair went very well, yes. Kudos to the Parks Department and everybody that helped out with that.
Saw some new vendors out there that I hadn't seen before. I don't know if that was just me or they almost got me.
I wouldn't know because I went out there during the rainstorm.
It's probably the best way to save money.
Yeah.
That is one thing. The hometown fair usually brings rain. So.
Well, my kid went and he called and I said, are you ready to come home? He said, no, I need you to bring me new socks and underwear. He was in the rain, so. He wanted to stay. He didn't want to go.
Awesome. Yeah, and then Chief made a comment that it was good. All the food vendors were out on 2nd Street there instead of out in the park, and it made things a lot smoother and easier and less chance of conflict being in there like that, cramming people in. So, yeah, and appreciate our police being there to keep an eye on things. As far as I know, there wasn't any trouble of any kind, so.
I have, I want to give a shout out to the fire department. They loaned me all the gear to do fire ops this weekend.
Oh, good.
So that's going to be interesting. That's a lot of gear.
I'm going to call you Monday and see how sore you are.
It's a lot of gear. Yeah, I mean, you don't think about it until you put it on and pressurize the mask, carry the tanks. I mean, that's, so I'm bringing my son with me because he was my intern, so he'll be able to pull me out if it goes wrong.
And when are you doing that?
Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It should be interesting, but yeah, it'll, you know, I guess they do it every year. This year it's in Meridian, so that'll be good.
Yeah, they've been doing that Firefighter 101 for a long time, and it's very beneficial. I think they just do it mostly so people can actually see what that's like to get into those situations.
Yeah, and they were great getting all the gear out, going over it, explaining. I mean, it was just a good interaction. So
And you'll find it's kind of like a carnival ride trying to do CPR in the back of a moving ambulance.
So.
Good. Well, thank you.
Anybody else? In my little sheltered world, I've heard nothing but thank yous and appreciation for the new stoplight at K and Avalon.
That's been working well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except for Dave's.
Except for one, yeah, there's one.
Yeah, well, there's one person in every crowd. All right, anything else?
No, sir.
All right, if nothing, meeting is adjourned.
Yeah, the light's great down there.
Yeah, especially if you go to Walgreens.